Police in Wisconsin and across the country are adapting how they respond to people who are in a mental or behavioral health crisis. That's especially true in schools. And as Hope Kerwin reports, a growing number of departments are turning to therapy dogs as a new tool to aid their response.
The newest rookie at the La Crosse Police Department is already patrolling the hallways of Northside Elementary School. He and his partner, Officer Ryan Ledvina, cause an immediate reaction among the students. Cheddar is a 5-month-old Labradoodle puppy who's in training to be the department's new therapy dog. He has fluffy orange-brown fur and lots of puppy energy. And during a visit to a kindergarten classroom, he is the center of attention.
Are you an officer?
I am.
Oh my God.
He's my partner.
This positive interaction is exactly what Cheddar is here to do. Unlike patrol canines, police therapy dogs aren't responsible for sniffing out drugs or taking down a fleeing suspect. Cheddar's job will be to help soothe someone who's experiencing a mental health crisis or to comfort the victim of a crime. Sean Coudron is La Crosse's chief of police.
We wanted Cheddar to be able to assist in those situations, maybe help bring a calming nature to the situation so that, you know, we as police officers could better help them.
La Crosse is one of at least 8 departments in Wisconsin that added therapy dogs within the last year, and there's science to back up the impact these dogs can have. A study published last year by researchers in England found that elementary students who interacted with a therapy dog had lower stress levels than students who didn't. Oshkosh Police Chief Dean Smith is president of the Wisconsin Chiefs of Police Association. He says many departments are looking for new ways to respond to people who are having a mental or behavioral health emergency.
We have to find different ways to solve problems within our communities, and using different tools available to us, I just feel like it's a tool that's going to be more and more prevalent within agencies.
For many departments, the dogs are funded primarily through donations. Coudron says Cheddar was donated by a nearby breeder, and a local dog trainer donated obedience and therapy classes. But he thinks any added costs are a worthwhile investment. He's hoping Cheddar will serve as an ambassador for officers, especially with residents who don't feel comfortable approaching the police.
It's just another resource for us to share with our community and to break down barriers when it comes to just interacting with anyone, to understand who we are as a department. Cheddar kind of helps humanize us as officers.
Coudron acknowledged that there's been increased scrutiny of police in recent years. In La Crosse, the school district decided to scale back the number of officers in schools after finding a higher rate of juvenile arrests in the community than in similar cities. Coudron says getting Cheddar was not a direct response to the criticism, but he believes the program highlights the value officers can bring to schools and the community. In Wausau, school resource officer Nick Stetzer has been working with his dog, Badge, for almost 6 years now. Before he was a police therapy dog, Badge was Stetzer's pet. Stetzer says he put Badge through therapy training after he saw a growing number of kids taken into custody for their protection after making suicidal comments. Stetzer says it was a tough sell to his superiors in the department, but he was convinced a therapy dog could comfort students during a traumatic experience.
I don't know what it is, but talking to me with a dog is way easier than talking to me as a police officer without having the dog. Just as soon as he walks in the room, you can tell people act differently.
Stetzer says he's found that kids who are struggling can benefit from spending time with Badge before they reach a crisis point. A game of fetch with a flat-coated retriever might create an opportunity for him to bring up tough questions and find out what resources a student needs. At almost 9 years old, Stetzer says Badge is getting close to the typical retirement age for police canines.
Hopefully we can make it to 10. He's slowing down a little bit, still doing really good work.
But even when Badge hangs up his leash, Stetzer says he's confident there will be support for the therapy dog program for years to come. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.